Dakota Ironeyes chants a question. Then Greta Thunberg and hundreds of others follow. The rally is full of teenagers supporting these young leaders. Ironeyes says there's power in mobilizing and voting in democracies.
What are the things right now that are causing this crisis? Because it is not just one person. It is not just one corporation. All of us as humanity have a responsibility to do something. Personally, it is a personal choice.
Ironeyes protests against the now completed Dakota Access Pipeline in Standing Rock. Now, she's hoping to prevent the Keystone XL pipeline. She asks the crowd to sit.
Let's take a moment of silence for all of the lands and the waters that have already been destroyed. All of the irreversible destruction that has already been made.
The crowd is silent for a few minutes. Greta Thunberg says building pipelines is helping to raise the global temperature, and she's worried about all of their futures.
We cannot go on like this. We cannot continue to build new pipelines. That is insane.
The South Dakota legislature has taken steps to criminalize protests against the Keystone XL pipeline. Thunberg says people around the world are all dealing with climate change. When they support and listen to each other, she says things like pipelines and deforestation can be prevented.
These are just symptoms of a worldwide ecological and climate crisis, and we are all affected. We are all in the same boat. But of course, some are more affected than others. And we need to make sure that the voices of those who are at the front line are being heard.
President Donald Trump approved the Dakota Access Pipeline and Keystone XL Pipeline in 2017. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.